Cuomo in Westchester and on Long Island continued to urge the Republicans who lead the state Senate to return to the Capitol. He wants them to vote on a measure that would codify the abortion rights in the 1973 Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade and modernize New York's 1970 laws that legalized abortion. Cuomo is among many Democrats who believe that President Trump's choice of Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court could lead to a repeal of the landmark decision.
We do not have a New York State law that provides the protections of Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade goes further than the New York State law. And the New York State law is in the criminal code. That's why we desperately need a New York State law that codifies the Roe v. Wade rights in this state and takes it out of the criminal code.
Cuomo's official events as governor are converging with his re-election campaign efforts. The rallies were staged in key swing voter districts in the New York City suburbs, and he's released a digital campaign ad.
We know what Trump's Supreme Court wants to do. We must fight back. We need to protect reproductive health rights in New York State.
The governor's critics, who include his Democratic primary challenger, Cynthia Nixon, say he has not done enough, though, during his two terms in office to get the Reproductive Health Act passed. Nixon says Cuomo tacitly supported a group of breakaway Democrats known as the Independent Democratic Conference, or IDC. She says those breakaway Democrats helped Republicans remain in control of the Senate for the past eight legislative sessions. If not for that alliance, Nixon says, Democrats could have been in power and the measure would have already become law.
For 8 years, Governor Cuomo has claimed that he was fighting for these bills, but every session and every budget negotiation, he's had the opportunity to do it, and he hasn't. Instead, he has prioritized keeping the IDC and the Republicans in control, knowing that they will never bring these bills up for a vote, and then blaming them for his own failure to lead.
Nixon spoke at a news conference where she endorsed a challenger to one of the Independent Democratic Conference members. The IDC dissolved shortly after the state budget was passed in April and reunited with the rest of the Senate Democrats, but the Democratic Conference still lacks one Senate seat needed to hold the majority. Nixon has released her own video ad, which accuses Cuomo of being disingenuous on the issue.
It is time for Governor Cuomo to stop gaslighting New York's women.
The head of the lobbying arm of Planned Parenthood in New York State, Robin Chappelle Gulston, says her group is grateful for Cuomo's efforts. She puts the blame back on the Republicans.
Look, I think there's always more everyone can do, but he's definitely been a champion and spoken up for our issues. I think the Republican majority has been the problem, and we need to change that, and that's why it's so important that people vote in the fall.
Gulston's group is nonpartisan. She says they would back Republicans for election to the Senate if they supported the Reproductive Health Act, but she says so far no GOP candidate has done so. A spokeswoman for the Senate Republican says the bill would allow non-doctors to perform abortions and might lessen rights of pregnant women who suffer physical abuse. Though Cuomo is urging the GOP senators to return and vote on the measure, he's stopping short of forcing them to come back by calling a special session of the legislature. He says he can require them to return, but he can't require them to take a vote. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.